We geven u de eer, de lof en de dank, mijn Heiland, omdat u waardig bent te ontvangen alle lof en alle eer. Vader, we dragen iedereen aan u op, Vader Jezus, die luistert en die mee gaan lezen, Vader. We danken u voor broeder Cor en zuster Marlene, Vader Jezus. We danken u voor uw woord dat gelezen zal worden, Vader. We danken u voor alles wat in de wereld gebeurt, dat u groter bent en machtiger bent dan alles wat er gebeurt. Vader, we danken u. We geven u eer, Vader. Want u bent onze eeuwige Vader. U bent onze vredevorst. Vader, we danken u dat u de leeuw van Juda bent. Glorie en aanbidding voor uw machtige Jezusnaam, Vader. We dragen iedereen aan u op, Vader. En we danken u nogmaals, Vader Jezus, voor de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest. We danken u voor uw woord, dat u voorgaat in uw woord, Heer. We prijzen uw naam daarvoor, Vader. Ja, Vader, u bent groter. U bent machtiger dan alles, Vader. En daarom rekenen wij op u, Vader Jezus. En we laten alles in uw heilands door beide handen, Vader. Glorie en aanbidden voor uw machtige Jezus naam. We danken u, Heer Jezus, dat u iedereen zegent, Vader, in uw wonderbare naam. Luisteraars, we gaan lezen uit het Bijbelleesplan Rut, hoofdstuk 1 van het boek Rut. We gaan lezen uit het boek Rut. En Rut komt uit Moab in Bethlehem. En we gaan eerst een mooie psalm lezen. Ja, heren, we danken u, Vader, voor uw liefde, voor uw kracht. We lezen uit psalm 34. En dat zegt: de Heere beschermt de zijnen. Van David, toen hij zich bij Abimelech als een waanzinnige gedroeg, zodat deze hem wegjoeg en hij heen ging. Hij zei: ik wil de Heere ten allen tijde prijzen. Bestendig zijn zijn lof in mijn mond. In de Heere beroemen zich mijn ziel. Laten de ootmoedigen het horen en zich verheugen. Maak met mij de Heere groot, zegt David. En laat ons tezamen zijn naam verheffen. Ik zoek de Heere en hij antwoordde mij. Hij redde mij uit al mijn verschrikkingen. Zij schouwen naar hem en stralen van vreugde. En hun aangezicht zal niet schaamrood worden. Deze ellendige, zei David, riep. En de Heere hoorde. Hij verloste hem uit al zijn benauwdheden. De engel des Heeren legert zich rondom wie hem vrezen en redt hem. Smaak en zie dat de Heere goed is. Welzalig de man die bij hem schuilt. Vrees de Heere, gij zijn heiligen. Want wie hem vrezen, hebben geen gebrek. Jonge leeuwen lijden ontbering en honger. Maar wie de Heere zoeken, hebben geen gebrek aan enig goed. Een psalm van David. De Heere beschermt de zijnen. Luisteraars, dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Ja. Rut. Het boek Rut, hoofdstuk 1. Rut komt uit Moab in Bethlehem. In de dagen dat de rechters rekten, gebeurde het dat er een hongersnood in het land was. Toen trok een man uit Bethlehem in Juda met zijn vrouw en zijn beide zonen weg om als vreemdeling te vertoeven in het veld van Moab. De naam van de man was Elimelech, de naam van zijn vrouw Naomi en de namen van zijn beide zonen Machlon en Kilion. Efratieten uit Bethlehem in Juda. En in het veld van Moab aangekomen, bleven zij daar. En toen stierf Elimelech, de man van Naomi, zodat deze met haar beide zonen achterbleef. Deze namen zich Moabitische vrouwen. De ene heette Orpa en de andere Rut. En zij woonden daar ongeveer 10 jaren. Toen stierven ook die twee, Machlon en Kilion, zodat die vrouw achterbleef, zonder haar beide zonen en haar man. Daarna maakte zij zich met haar schoondochters op en keerde uit het veld van Moab terug, want zij had in het veld van Moab vernomen dat de Heere naar zijn volk omgezien had door hun brood te geven. Dan trok zij met haar beide schoondochters weg uit de plaats waar zij vertoefd had. Toen zij onderweg waren om naar het land van Juda terug te keren, zeide Naomi tot haar beide schoondochters: ga heen, keer terug, ieder naar het huis van haar moeder. De Heere bewezen u liefde zoals gij die bewezen hebt aan de gestorvenen en aan mij. De Heere geven u dat gij rust moog vinden, ieder in het huis van haar man. Hierop kuste hij ze, doch zij verhieven haar stem en weenden. En zij zeiden tot haar: wij keren zeker niet terug naar uw volk. Wij keren zeker met u terug naar uw volk. Maar Naomi zeide: keer terug, mijn dochters. Waarom zoudt gij met mij medegaan? Heb ik nog zonen in mijn schoot die u tot mannen zouden kunnen worden? Keer terug, mijn dochters. Gaat heen, want ik ben te oud om een man toe te behoren. Indien ik al dacht, ik heb hoop, ja. Al zou ik vannacht een man toe behoren, ja. Al zou ik zonen baren, zou gij daarop wachten tot zij volwassen waren? Zou gij daarom verhinderd worden een man toe te behoren? Nee, toch mijn dokter. Het is immers voor mij veel verdrietiger dan voor u. Want de hand des Heren is tegen mij uitgestrekt. Toen verhieven zij opnieuw haar stem en weende. En Orpa kuste haar schoonmoeder. Maar Rut klemde zich aan haar vast. En toen zeide zij: zie, uw schoonzuster is teruggekeerd naar haar volk en haar goden. Keer terug, uw schoonzuster achterna. Maar Rut zeide: dring er mij niet op aan dat ik u in de steek zou laten door van u terug te keren, want waar gij zult heen gaan, zal ik heen gaan. En waar gij zult vernachten, zal ik vernachten. Uw volk is mijn volk. En uw God is mijn God. Waar gij zult sterven, zal ik sterven. En daar zal ik begraven worden. Zo de Heere mij doen. Ja, nog erger. Voorwaar, de dood alleen zal scheiding maken tussen mij en u. Toen zij zag dat zij vast besloten was met haar mede te gaan, hield zij op tot haar te spreken. En zij gingen beiden voort totdat zij te Bethlehem kwamen. Toen zij te Bethlehem binnenkwamen, geraakte het de gehele stad over haar in opschudding. En de vrouw zeiden, is dat niet Naomi? Maar zij zeiden tot haar, noem mij niet Naomi, noem mij Mara. Want de Almachtige heeft mij veel bitterheid aangedaan. Vol ben ik heen gegaan, maar leeg heeft mij de Heere doen terugkeren. Waarom zou gij mij Naomi noemen? Daar de Heere tegen mij heeft getuigd en de Almachtige mij kwaad heeft aangedaan, zo keerde Naomi terug met Rut, de Moabitische, haar schoondochter, die met haar uit het veld van Moab meegekomen was. En zij kwamen te Bethlehem aan in het begin van de kerstenoog. Dat was, lieve luisteraars, Rut komt uit Moab te Bethlehem. Ik dank u, lieve luisteraars, dat u hebt meegelezen en geluisterd. We danken de Heere dat wij nog kunnen zien de liefde en de trouw van een schoondokter, maar ook aan de andere kant. Lieve luisteraars, we danken de Heere dat hij ons bemoedigt, dat hij ons leert lief te hebben, maar wij moeten zelf, lieve luisteraars, ook onze verstand gebruiken om te doen wat de Heer zegt. Want wij dienen een almachtig God. Hij is groot van kracht en steeds bereid. Hij geeft en hij neemt weer. Hij neemt, maar hij geeft ook weer. Hij bemoedigt. Hij heeft de liefde en de barmhartigheid over iedereen. Maar onze Heere Jezus Christus is gekomen om te redden en om te bevrijden en om ons rust te geven en barmhartigheid te zijn over elkander en om te kijken naar wie liefde nodig heeft. Rut heeft haar schoonmoeder niet verlaten. Maar ja, de Heere was ook tot steun voor haar. In Jezus' wonderbare naam is een kleine uitlegging, maar wij zullen zeggen, de Heere is machtig in zijn woorden en in zijn daden. Luisteraars, ik dank u dat u hebt meegelezen en geluisterd met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene zo tezamen. En de Heere zegene u allen uit Sion. In Jezus' naam. Amen.
Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel ook vannacht voor uw bijdrage. Sipaya Radio wens u een fijne, gezegende nachtrust toe. En zo de Heer het leidt tot morgen.
Ja, dank u wel, moeder Kort. De groetjes.
Zelfde.
Gezegende nachtrust toe, samen met de luisteraars. Dank u, moeder Kort en zuster Marlene.
Dank u ook, namens Marlene. Dit was het openingsgebed en het bijbelleesplan door zuster Emma gelezen.
God blesses
us. Nu Pastor Samuel Lee met het gesproken woord in het Engels.
God blesses obedience. Obeying God and His commandments will bring you blessing in life. This book, brothers and sisters, is not a joke. Some of you love reading books, but you know how old is this book? This book is almost 5,000-6,000 years old. If you put all the dates together, either the world is fool to follow this book, or there are some things in this book that will really benefit your life. Amen? Praise God. So my message today is about God blesses obedience. And obeying God and His commandments will bring joy and happiness to your life. However, somebody say however, there are two things I want you to know before I speak about obedience. Are you ready? Number one, before I preach my message about obedience, I want you to know two things. Number one, God bless you in His own ways, not in your way. When we say you obey the Lord and the Lord will bless you, it's not that the Lord will bless you with what you want. Because sometimes what you want may not be a blessing to you, but even a curse. Hello? If a little child wants from his mother a fire, you know, a match, he wants a match, doesn't mean that that match is a blessing. The father or mother will not give that match to the child because he knows that he is going to burn his hand and even burn the whole house. Hello? So you need to know that when God blesses you, it doesn't mean that He blesses you with what you want. God has His own ways to bless you. And sometimes you may not like God's blessings, but God blesses you because He knows what is the best for you. Hallelujah. So when we say obedience brings blessing to you, it doesn't mean that obedience is a magic. I am doing everything correct. I am doing everything right so that God will bless me. No, that is magic. That is not real blessing. Real blessing is you obey the Lord and the Lord will bless you in His way, not your way. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. So many people, they like to pray, they want to fast, they want to do all these kind of things in order to get things from God. I love this car so much, so I'm going to fast for it. I love that thing so much, I'm going to fast. I love that job so much, I'm going to fast for it. Whereby God doesn't want you for that job. You can fast, but He's not going to give you. And when you think that I'm going to do that in order to get it, you are doing magic. You are not worshiping God. Hello? Are we listening today? Praise the Lord. So God blesses you in His own way, not your ways. That's why so many Christians become disappointed. Yeah, after all these years that I have been praying, after all these years that I have been fasting, after all these years that I have been giving my money, it didn't work what I want. Of course. You know why? Because what you want is sometimes different than what God wants for you. I want what God wants for me, not what you want for yourself. Hallelujah. Are we listening today? Praise God. So first thing, God bless you His way, not your way. When we are talking about obedience. Number two, and that is a big revelation. Number two, there is a difference between being religious person and being obedient to the word of God. Wow! There is a difference between being a religious person and a person who is obedient to the word of God. Wow! You say, how is that possible? I will tell you the reason. Please put it on the screen. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. I want you to open with me that passage from the Bible. 1 Samuel, that's my name. Mm-hmm. Chapter 15 verse 22. And if you don't mind, I take off. Yoke of civilization. All right. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Now, before we read this passage, King Saul goes to Samuel and says, Samuel, I have done everything. You know, I have sacrificed the goats, I have sacrificed the cows. I have sacrificed. I give sacrifice to the temple of God. I have done all the sacrifices according to the religion. I have done it. And now Samuel is saying to King Saul the following. What does he say? He says, but Samuel said, does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey the Lord is better than sacrifice. And to heed, that means to follow his law, to heed is better than the fat of the rams. In other words, you to be religious does not shake the heart of God, because you are doing the right thing. Because when you pray, you go on your knees or you stand. Or when you pray, your voice changes. Or when you do like the Jews, sacrifice the animal, bring to the temple. These things does not impress the heart of God. You can be a religious person and disobey God. Because God is not delighted in sacrifices. God is not delighted in you being a religious person. God is delighted in you to obey the word of God. Hallelujah. Somebody told me, Pastor, how do we do the sign of cross? I don't know. This way, whatever. Is it written in the Bible? No. How do we pray? Do we pray on our knees or standing? Are we following the law? Because, yeah, you have to cover your hair. Those things are not important to God. What is important to God is you to be obedient to the word of God. That's why Samuel said, to obey the Lord is better than to sacrifice. So in other words, there is a difference between being religious, someone who is, you know, sometimes religious people are the most arrogant, most thinking highly of themselves. The most religious people hurt other people because they think because they are religious, they know everything and everybody else is a sinner. And God is not interested in that. God is interested in obedience. And what is obedience? To love one another. Even when a person is until here to sin, you love that person. Ah, you are not listening to me. I said religious people are the most arrogant people in the world. That's why today, not many people believe in Jesus Christ. You know why? Because of our attitude. Because we are so arrogant that we think that we are so religious, we know everything, we are religious, we hurt other people. And then we are expecting other people to come to Christ. Forget it, they will not come to Christ. Maybe they go to Buddha, but not to Christ, because of our attitude. Are we listening today? Now, two things. God bless you. His way, not your way, not what you think. Number two, there is a difference between being religious and obeying the word of God. Now, listen to me. I want to share with you the story of Jonah. Because Jonah was a religious person, but he was not an obedient person. Let us go to the book of Jonah. One of the most funniest stories in the Bible. Mr. Jonah, the prophet. Go to the book of Jonah chapter 1. The book of Jonah chapter 1. Are you there? Yes. From verse 1, I will read it. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Now, why does he say that? Why God says that? He says, Jonah, go to the city of Nineveh. Now, what was the city of Nineveh? City of Nineveh was the Sodom and Gomorrah of that time. City of Nineveh, there was so much sin in that city. There was so much problem in that city that God wants to give them a chance. You see? We say, no, God sent Jonah there to preach against it. No, to preach against their sin. But God loved Nineveh so much that God wants to use Mr. Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach to the Nineveh people so that they can come back to God. But Nineveh is not an easy city, because they can kill prophets, because they can come against everyone who talks about God. Just like yesterday, in our society is becoming so difficult. Yesterday, when we are having our barbecue, there is these police people came to me and they talked to me. And they said, you know what? You are not allowed to preach or pray in Jesus here in the park. Yes. I said, how in the world is that possible? He said, yeah, because this is a public place, belong to government. In government place, no religion. You understand? This is our world today. Brothers and sisters, a day will come that it will be very hard for you to walk with your Bibles in the street. It's going to come those days. I am warning you already. Days are going to come, you will be afraid to say that I am a Christian. Not because of ISIS, not because of Hezbollah or so, no, because of governments. Because governments are going to control you. They are already doing it. Through your Facebooks, social media, everything they know about you. Are we listening today? Listen. The word of the Lord, somebody say the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jonah and said, go to the city and preach. But Jonah ran away from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, obedience begins with the word of God. Obedience begins with the word of God. God so loved the world that he sent his only son to this world. That whoever believes in that son, he will not perish but have eternal life. You can be the most cleanest person in the world, but if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are living a legalistic life. God wants you to know Jesus. And obedience begins with you knowing Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you have rejected him in your life, you are disobeying the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord came. Obedience begins with the word of the Lord. But the Bible says Jonah ran away from the Lord. What does it mean? Jonah disobeyed the Lord. He disobeyed the Lord. Look what he says. Verse 3. But Jonah ran away from the Lord. Ran away from the Lord. And headed for Spain. Spain. Tarshish means Spain. Headed for Spain. God said, go to that area, Syria, he went to Spain. There are two opposite directions. God said, go to east. He went to west. And he went down to Joppa where he could buy ticket. He could buy ticket money to go to Spain. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, not only we disobey God, but we even waste our money so that we can contribute to our disobeying God. God says, live a holy life. Not only we don't live a holy life, the money that we use it for gambling. We use it for playing poker. Don't talk to me like that. You think I don't know? I know. Not only we are not obeying the Lord, we are mismanaging our money, investing in things that are not correct. Are we listening today? So Jonah ran away. Jonah disobeyed God. And when he disobeyed God, he even used his money to contribute to his own disobedience. Sometimes you know what God wants from you, but you disobey God. Sometimes you know deep inside of you what is right and what is wrong, and you still choose for the wrong. And when you choose for the wrong, you end up in problem. And when you end up in problem, you end up in my office. And then you start crying, Pastor. Hello. It's not the devil who does it to you. It's your own choices that are destroying your own life. It's pity you don't speak Iranian. In Iranian we say, Azmast ke barmast. It means it's from us, whatever that we receive that come to us. Whatever you do in life, do not blame other people. Do not blame this man and that man. Do not even blame Satan. He's retired. Blame your own choices and learn from your choices and don't make a mistake from your choices. Hallelujah. Not only he ran away, sometimes God says, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't play games with this kind of things. And you still do it. Then you end up in problem. I heard a story about a child. The father said, don't go near the river. The river is dirty. Don't go near the river. River is dirty. Don't jump in the river. River is dirty. So the child went out, come back home, totally wet, in his swimming even shirt. The father said, what are you doing? He said, Papa, I went to the river. But I told you, you don't go there. He said, yeah, but temptation was too high. He said, yeah, but if temptation is too high, why do you have your swimming short? He said, yeah, I put the swimming short already. In case of temptation, I will go in. Hello? If something brings you to the wrong path, run away from it. Don't negotiate with it. Don't talk about it. Don't discuss it. Don't talk it good. There is only one solution. Run. Jonah ran away from God. And Jonah even used his money. Sometimes we are not using our money rightfully. Every app that we see on our mobile phones, €2, €1, is only for one time. Brum, you buy the app. You don't know that in the app there is virus, secret camera, everything. You don't know everything has been downloaded from you. And you think that, wow. Hello? Jonah heard the word of God, and Jonah ran away from God. Just like today, some of us are running away from God because you may not like my message today. God warns you in your heart. God warns you through the word of the living God. Make the right choices in life. Make the right decisions in life. It's not the devil, it's you. You have to make the right choice in life. Hallelujah. God has prepared the way for you. Listen now. Jonah, somebody say, Jonah ran away. Very good. Now, when Jonah ran away and he bought his tickets, he entered into the ship and he's relaxing. Suddenly, the wind came and the storm came and this boat, this ship, began to shake. Maybe it was a small shaking, so the pilot said, ladies and gentlemen, it's only a small turbulences. Don't worry, it will pass. But the thing started to shake bigger and harder and harder. The storm came. You know, sometimes a storm comes to our life not because of Satan. A storm comes to our lives because we did not give God a chance to move in our lives. And the absence of God in our life is the presence of storms in our life. The absence of God in our lives is the presence of the storms in our life. You understand this? This is new interpretation. Jonah did not give a chance to God. Because he did not give a chance to God, God said, you are on your own. Whatever happens to you is your own choice and responsibility. Now the storm comes, and everybody in the boat are also shaking in that storm. Are we listening today? Sometimes our choices brings us to storms of life because we don't give chance to God. Brothers and sisters, you know why our world is in a big mess? Because the world has forgotten God. This Europe that we are in today, once upon a time they said they believe God. But today, people don't believe God. People don't follow godly ways. What does God say? God is not saying go and sacrifice animals. No. God is not saying don't do this, don't do that, don't touch this, don't touch that, don't eat this, don't eat. No. God asks you one thing. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is the law of God. And you know why the world is suffering today? Because we don't love our neighbors anymore. Because we don't love each other anymore. The world is in a big mess. Anything that has to do with God is not possible. I went one day to a church building, to rent a church building. You know what the man told me? He said, I'm not going to rent the church for you, migrants. But I am willing to rent it for discotheque, but not for you. And it was a church building. Can you imagine that? The church building can be used for disco, but not for the church of God. That's why we are suffering today. Sometimes we are suffering because God is not absent in our lives. Our business goes wrong because God is not present in our business. Our families go wrong because God is not present in our families. Our husband and wife relationship goes wrong because God is not in the husband and wife relationship. But what is in the relationship of husband and wife? Egoism. Self-centeredness. I want the attention. I want the this. And I want the that. That is why families are breaking down. Because God is not there. If God is in the family, family will be blessed, I'm telling you. Let me share you a testimony since my wife just went out. You know, she traveled. That's why you didn't see her here for a few weeks. She traveled. She came back the other week, she came back. You know, it was my first time in my life I am alone. 25 years I am married. For the first time I am alone. And my wife, she works And when she comes home, she cares for us. Of course, I'm also helping. And I thought I am so good husband that I am helping. She has to be thankful to me because I am helping. But when the madam went to holiday, my friend, my back start to hurt. My knees start to hurt. I am cooking food, it's burning. I am washing the dirty shirts. I am hanging them. I am drying them. Then I'm thinking to myself, Chineke God, all these things is my wife doing. And I thought I am helping her. And not only she is doing all those things, she always give me a smile. Never angry, never shakarainach, always smiling. You know, during these weeks that I was alone, I repent in the... I went on my knees and said, God, I have sinned against you and my wife. Because I have such a wonderful wife. And I thought that I am Mr. Good and I am helping. But I did not realize how much she does. That's why I call her when she arrived. I say, listen, sit down, I'm talking. From today, Mondays, I'll do this and that and that. Tuesday, my sons will do this and that and that. Wednesdays, we will do this and that and that so that you will reduce your thing. I know some men, you don't like it, but I don't care. I'm talking about my wife, not your wife. So don't get angry to me now. Praise the Lord. If God is in the family, family will prosper. If God is in your business will prosper. If God is in your relationship, no matter how hard that relationship is, your relationship will prosper. If God is in you raising up your children will be risen godly. God has to be in your house. Praise the Lord. I'm almost done. Please listen to me. This is beautiful. The storm came. When the storm came, verse 5. But Jonah had gone below the deck where he lay down and fall asleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice and help us. We are dying. You see, my friend, sometimes your disobedience make other people to suffer too. Let me give you an example. A person who drinks too much beer and alcohol and sits behind the car and drives, he's disobeying God. And not only that, he hits somebody and kills an innocent person. Do you understand me? Sometimes the mistakes that you make in life will make others to suffer with you. If you make a mistake, your children will suffer. If you go with wrong people, your house will suffer. If you go with bad friends, your life will suffer. But if you go with the wise men, you shall be wise. If you go with blessed men, you shall be blessed. If you go with blessed people, your house shall be blessed. Are we listening today? But look at this. Now don't listen. This is the comedy. Jonah not only disobeyed God, he was relaxed also. Man, these are the people that I really don't like. People that they mess up with everybody's life and they themselves are relaxed. I am relaxed. Who cares you are crying? Who cares you are sad? Who cares your heart is broken? Me, I am relaxed. Even in my disobeying God, I am relaxed. Jonah was relaxed. But the people are suffering. My goodness. My goodness. He said, hello. He said, come and do something. Look. And Jonah said, Don't worry. It's because of me. Even the man knows that he's disobeying. My goodness. Sometimes people don't know disobey. But this man knows he's disobeying. Do you know what this means? Every person deep in your heart, you know what you are doing. Everybody. Are you listening? Look, you can speak it right. You can write it right. You can read it from the Bible right. But at the end of the story, we come back to the name of that child. God knows our hearts. Chimoki, God knows our hearts. It goes back to the heart. Because deep in your heart, you know, I know what I am doing is right or wrong. Because God has put a consciousness in the heart of every man and every woman. When you are right, the consciousness will tell you. When you are wrong, the consciousness will tell you. Do not lie to your consciousness. Oh man. Jonah, he even knows he is wrong. Let me cut the story short. They said, Jonah, help us. We are dying. Jonah said, you don't have any solution but throw me in the sea. There are two interpretations. One interpretation is Jonah believes so much in God that he knows that if they throw him in the sea, God will find a way for him. Another interpretation says, no, he became suicidal. He said, I don't want to live anymore. I have messed up everybody's life. Everyone is suffering because of me. I want to kill myself. Listen, my brothers and sisters, no matter how much mistake you have done, you don't deserve suicidalness. You deserve the other option. God will make a way for you. He said, throw me in the water. They throw him in the water. Bam! They throw him. Even the people are afraid. Hey, the man will die. At that time, a big fish, not like the fish that we eat yesterday, but a very big fish. The fish came, opened the mouth. Jonah entered into the belly for 3 days. In the belly of the fish. For 3 days, darkness. No light, nothing, no air conditioning. You smell bad, fish stomach. Terrible. The fish's stomach smell is very bad. Dirty. Wow, dark. And in the middle of darkness, suddenly Jonah realized that he is wrong. And he started to pray in chapter 2. He said, God, in my distress I call to the Lord. And he answered me. From depth of my grave, I call for help. God help. Now, the man is in darkness, in the belly of the fish. Now, he begins to realize God. Hey, God help me. I'm in problem. You know, that is some people are, when they are in trouble, they remember God. Let me close with this. He was in the belly of the fish for 3 days. Darkness. No candlelight, no noon, no electricity, dirty, no ventilation, nothing. Then he realized that he messed his life. He messed up his life. And he said, God, I am sorry. I mess up my life. I want to surrender to you. I go on my knees and I pray, God, have mercy on my soul. Suddenly, the fish took him right back to the place. Where he's supposed to be. Then he said, lady and gentlemen, we just arrived to the airport of Nineveh. Mouth opened. Sometimes it takes darkness to bring you to light. Sometimes you have to go through darkness so that you realize what is light. But my brothers and sisters, there is a chance for you and me today because of Jesus Christ. I don't know how far you are. I don't know how much you have been disobeying God. I'm not talking about you being religious. I'm talking about obeying the Lord, loving people as God loves them, caring for people as God cares for them, obeying the commandments of God. But there is only one way. You go on your knees and pray to God. God, I want to be free from this darkness. I have messed up my life. I have made wrong choices. I made wrong decisions. I have been gone with wrong people. But today, I want to change my life. I have been rude to my husband. I've been rude to my wife. I've been rude to my children. I've been rude to my colleague or friends. I was not honest before you. God, I tried it my way, but I want to do it your way today. Sometimes you suffer, not because of Satan, but because of your choices that you make in life. Let us stand up on our feet.